Every true crime fan knows the feeling of wondering what it would be like to actually solve that one cold case that has eluded investigators for years. Perhaps they think to themselves, I could solve this case if only I had the right tools. Well, in 2019, their time finally came with the release of Jensen and Holes, The Murder Squad, a podcast whose sole purpose was to enlist its listeners as citizen detectives to help solve real cold cases. And it's working. Cases are being solved and perpetrators are being arrested. So what makes this podcast so compelling? This is what drew me in to study this podcast for my independent study. To complete my study, I conducted a rhetorical analysis of 8 different episodes of The Murder Squad. My study expanded on existing research about true crime podcasts, and it also explored a new dimension of the existing idea of community policing, which refers to not policing of the community, but rather policing by the community. I examined existing literature about rhetorical genre, true crime as rhetorical genre throughout history, and even looked at literature around community policing and some sociological theory too, because I am a double major, sociology and communication studies. Ultimately, I listened to all 8 episodes of the podcast more than once and took detailed notes throughout that time. After I listened to all those episodes, I went through and looked for any recurring themes throughout those episodes. Themes about conceptions of justice, about how the listener can become a citizen detective, and about what a good citizen detective is like. Each episode had a different topic, and I purposely chose each of those 8 episodes to represent a different kind of episode style that the Murder Squad does. So, one that's about a cold case murder investigation, one that was about a missing person, one that was about a really well-known cold case that was already solved but has been widely disputed in true crime communities. And I also looked at how the hosts place themselves as experts teaching their listeners how to become citizen detectives. Ultimately, my research evolved to really focus on that last point. How does this podcast turn its listeners into citizen detectives? This was certainly one of the most interesting outcomes of my research, realizing that this whole podcast was actually just a class teaching its listeners how to become citizen detectives. So with some of those initial conclusions in mind, I moved forward into my analysis. I used a theoretical base mainly from Michel Foucault, Louis Althusser, and Kenneth Burke, a well-known rhetorical scholar. Ultimately, my work uncovered a root metaphor of podcast as class. That is, each podcast episode is its own self-contained class. The hosts are the professors, the listeners are the students, and the content talked about is the lesson for the day. So, as the hosts explore that day's case, they discuss all the different methods that an investigator, a professional investigator, might use when trying to solve that case. They even finish each episode with what they call the assignment. This is exactly what it sounds like, a literal assignment for the listeners that calls on them to do certain actions in an effort to help solve cold cases. So that might be submitting their DNA to a police database or talking to folks that they knew who lived in California in 1964 to see if anybody had any information on a missing person. So ultimately, by the end of each podcast episode, the listener has gone from novice to citizen detective. This raised many interesting implications for me. I thought deeply about whether this was a form of community policing or if this was simply extending the reach of the existing police state. I thought about whether I wanted to live in a place where everyone simply worked to support the existing police structure, rather than questioning its power and maybe even pushing back. I also worried about the potential of negative impacts of having these everyday citizens participating in what is traditionally a work that is guided by very strict laws. Ultimately, this independent study really impacted me in terms of how I consume my media. Before starting this study, I was a listener of the Murder Squad podcast, and I never really took the time to think critically about what the hosts were doing and what the implications might be for having a whole police force, essentially, of citizen detectives. I'm so thankful to my advisor, all my friends, and my family for all their support throughout this independent study. And I'm thankful that I've gotten this opportunity to learn how to critically engage with the media that I consume. So go forth, consume your true crime media, but perhaps take the time to consider the implications of that media that you consume. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this presentation. Please feel free to leave comments below with any questions or shoot me an email at akemp21@worcester.edu.